Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hurricane Dorian is wreaking havoc along the United States' eastern coast. It has a ministry partner sounding the prayer alert. And Cambodians have a painful history, but hope is helping this nation build its future. Want to know how? Keep listening. But we'll begin today with a look at Hurricane Dorian, which is chugging along the U.S. coastline. Experts predict life-threatening winds and storm surge today in North Carolina and parts of Virginia. Meanwhile, a humanitarian crisis is unfolding in the Bahamas, where Dorian landed on Sunday as a Category 5 hurricane. Though it left the islands at Category 2, Dorian gained momentum on its way to the Carolinas. David McCreary of Transworld Radio tells us
that does give us some concern about possible tornadoes, damaging winds, flooding, things like that. Our staff met together this morning and just prayed that God would protect us and that he would watch over us as the hurricane comes through. We are not that close to the coast, but we still anticipate possibly being affected.
TWR's North Carolina offices are further inland, which protects them from the brunt of Dorian's wrath. However, safety is a top concern for loved ones in the coastal community.
Please pray that there would be minimal damage to people and property as the storm approaches.
McCreary says there's at least one silver lining.
Thankfully, we do have most of our broadcast facilities in different parts of the world, and so we don't think there'll be any disruption at all as far as any of the broadcasts that go out.
Next, we just passed the two-year mark of the Rohingya refugee crisis. In August 2017, the over 700,000 Rohingyas fled Myanmar following a military-led crackdown in the nation. Providing a recap on the situation is FMI's Executive International Director, Bruce Allen.
Myanmar, or Burma as it's also called, is almost 90% Buddhist. But the Rohingya refugees have been mostly comprised of the minority Muslims in that region. And when the Buddhist authorities had this crackdown against them, they just fled en masse to Bangladesh.
Bangladesh is one of the world's largest Muslim-majority nations. It's also one of the countries where FMI supports national church planters and pastors. In fact, some of FMI partners live near the Rohingya refugee camps in Bangladesh. But in the camps,
they're prohibited from sharing the gospel openly. But one of our partners, who is a pastor and church planter in the area, he knows many Rohingya who have come to faith in Jesus Christ. Often they would need to leave the camps to get medical attention at a local hospital that has a large Christian staff.
Pray for opportunities to arise for FMI partners that they'll be able to share the hope of the gospel with the refugees in Bangladesh. More on this later this week. And Cambodia wrote much of its 20th century history in blood. Between Vietnam and the Khmer Rouge, the scars of the recent past run deep. Yet Cambodians are a resilient people, more interested in moving forward, observes John Podiety of Bibles for the World. He notes this as churches ramp up to host a first-ever Franklin Graham Evangelism Festival in Cambodia this December.
We have been planning initially to provide a Gospel of John along with discipleship materials that the Graham organization provides at every one of their festivals, and this is called Living in Christ. And this will be given a booklet combined with the Gospel of John for everyone who does come forward and make a decision for Christ at the two nights of the festival.
You've heard the saying, the devil's in the details? Well, that's why he's asking you to pray that things go smoothly, particularly.
We need to pray that the government of Cambodia will not withdraw the permission for this festival. It is to be held at the National Olympic Stadium right in the center of the capital city of Phnom Penh. And that's something that, you know, is always uncertain in these types of countries, that permissions could be withdrawn.
Pray, too, that new Christians will connect quickly with a local church. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, you might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope. It lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.